This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Another 30-point plus win. As Dillingham will dribble it out. Well, the magical season continues. The Oklahoma City Thunder are going back to the NBA Finals.
It's been a quarter of a century since Indiana has gone to the finals. But for the first time in 25 years, they are going to the NBA Finals.
All righty, on the line is Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Nick Friedel. Insider calls brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. It's Mully and Haw on the score. And Nick Friedel joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Nick, always a joy. How are you, buddy?
Mully, it is always great to hear y'all's voices. It always puts a smile on my face. And I always think about sitting in there with you in the old studio with Dougie Buffone and how much fun we had. So I'm doing great, and it's great to be with you.
I've known Nick most of his adult life.
Yeah, I've known him
really,
a long time.
That underscores how old I am,
really. Long-time guy.
It's been always fun to watch your success, Nick. And I look at this NBA Finals, and I think to myself, there's a sick sort of pleasure I get from the idea that somewhere there are NBA executives that are like ripping out their hair and trying to figure out how the TV executives will continue to pay if they have two markets this size in the finals. And I'm not being extreme. I think this might be the lowest rated finals we've seen in about 20 years.
Molly, the reality of all this is these are two teams that people just don't really care about. And it's hard to hear for the diehard NBA fans who say, but it's going to be great basketball. It might. I think the Thunder personally are going to roll pretty easily here. But it might be pretty good. People just do not care about the Thunder or the Pacers. That is reality. I have lived this in my old life.
Oh, Nick.
Watching click numbers and the ratings and seeing all the data. If people were that into the Thunder would be on national TV constantly, and their stories would be viewed all over the place. That is not the case. They're not that interesting of a team personality-wise. They're an awesome basketball team, and I understand where people say, all right, we'll just enjoy the basketball. Great, but the three of us know the truth, and the truth is the NBA is a business just like anything else, and the person who's got to be just croaking that the Knicks didn't make it is Adam Silver, because if the Knicks make it, you get the number one media market, you get all the views that come with Celebrity Row that the casual fan is always into at Madison Square Garden. And, guys, that's not going to happen in Oklahoma City and Indianapolis. Great towns. I've enjoyed going there through time, but people just don't really care about these two teams, and it doesn't have to be that much deeper than that. And Molly, I couldn't agree with you more. I talk to my friends who aren't basketball fans, who don't do this day-to-day, and they're like, who's in the finals?
That's true.
And they're like, why do we care?
Okay, that's true. But as Rick Carlisle said, Nick, as you know, in 49 states, it's just basketball, but they are in Indiana. They care. And Oklahoma City, those two venues are as raucous of NBA venues, so it appears, as any in the league. Those fans, as valid as this conversation is, and your points are, they don't care. Because in those venues, in those cities, all that matters is winning four more games. And if they win four more games, they will do something that neither city has accomplished, and they will feel like it will last forever. And that's why I think the intensity of this series, while it might not appeal to network executives from a basketball perspective, you're going to see some pretty good hoops.
David, I agree with you. I think the contrast in styles is really solid, too. You've got a Pacers team with Halliburton who they love to run up and down the floor. They love to score. They love to beat teams with their pace. You've got a Thunder team that has the MVP in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who is an incredible player who's getting better. You have a really deep and talented roster, but you've got a bunch of guys that want to play defense.
Right.
We don't see that too much in the NBA in general. So from a strictly basketball standpoint, it's a really intriguing matchup. And David, to your point, fans shouldn't care. If I'm sitting here in Indianapolis and OKC and I'm hearing everybody complain about, the ratings are going to be terrible, who wants to watch these two teams play? They shouldn't care. They should sit there and be like, hey, my team's here, yours is not. See ya. You don't want to watch? Fine. That's not their problem. But I think it is a larger issue for the league, and we've talked about this in the last couple of years, but I've always been of the belief when LeBron and Steph go, the NBA, for as much power and influence as it has, is not really in a good place because those two have carried the flag of the league for so, so long. So people say, okay, well, this is an opportunity to show two different teams people aren't used to seeing with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Tyrese Halliburton, two guys that, again, the casual fan may not know. That's all well and good. But when you're putting these two teams in these two places that people aren't used to caring about, and you're kind of offloading in the next couple of years LeBron and Steph, I think the gap is going to widen more than we see right now. And to Molly, to your point originally, this is just the tip of the iceberg. You put the Pacers and Thunder in there, and then you start putting teams in there that we're not used to seeing. I think the NBA is absolutely in for not only just a ratings dip, but a little bit of an interest dip as well.
Yeah, I agree with that, Nick. I think what's going to be interesting about this series is that I don't know. I mean, the Pacers are a good offensive team. I don't know that they've seen defense like this. You know, these guys won 68 games during the regular season because they're going to pick up people and they're going to defend them for 90 feet on the floor. And that's going to be different than what they're used to. I think also that Pascal Siakam and Halliburton both can't afford a night off or a bad game. Those guys got to play out of their minds to keep Indiana in the series. Whereas I think that OKC has so much depth and so much talent and can come at you in waves. I have a real hard time seeing how competitive this series is going to be. I think it's obviously an opportunity for them, but you know, OKC just looks like the better team to beginning and the end. That's it.
Molly, I couldn't agree with you anymore. I watched the Thunder throughout the year, and I went, there's only one team that I thought could actually not only give the Thunder a series, but who I still thought was the favorite, as great as the Thunder were, and that was because of their experience the last few years.
Right.
That was the Celtics.
Yep.
And the second that Tatum went down,
that was it.
It changed course, this year, but it changed the next couple seasons. And look, we all saw it in Chicago. When Derek went down, it altered everything. So the Celtics are going through the type of catastrophic injury that sadly happens here and there throughout the league to a young star. Once the Celtics went down, though, to the points you just outlined, I don't think there's any debate here at all. The only way Indy makes this a series is if those two stars, Halliburton and Siakam, not only show up every night, but play completely out of their minds. And I'd say not just offensively, but they've got to slow down a Thunder group that can get you to the hole and can beat you in a variety of different ways. So I think the basketball can be entertaining. Having said that, the Thunder, to me, are just a cut above everybody else, and I don't see any reason, unless one of their stars gets hurt, that this is going to be that close.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talking with Odyssey Sports NBA insider Nick Friedel. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else second. Okay, Nick, so I find the most fascinating player maybe in this finals, the guy who isn't even playing. Paul George in 2017 was traded from the Pacers to the Thunder. That kind of began a massive rebuild in Indianapolis. Then in 2019, Paul George was traded from the Thunder to the Clippers, and in return came SGA, the MVP. Paul George is at the center of the series. It's the Paul George Bowl. I think you talk about what's at stake. I guess who won the trades?
David, Paul George sees himself as a podcaster now. And if he isn't live streaming watching these games with everybody else, he's really missing out on an opportunity because as a writer at your core, I think you've nailed this. This is the Paul George Bowl. That Clippers trade is truly atrocious, though. Looking
atrocious.
As bad as some of those other trades have been and as much hype as everything else seems to get these days, that Clippers trade with SGA and an absolute boatload of picks from now until seemingly the end of time will go down as one of the worst trades we've seen in a long, long time in the league. So if you're Paul George, you've made all this money and you've done a lot of cool things and you're going to the Hall of Fame. That's all well and good. You're also the reason why these two teams are set up the way that they are. It's like you leave and all of a sudden things seem to get better. And in the Thunder's case, it seemed like it got better in a pretty quick hurry here. So I think that part of it is really fascinating. And I just hope with all the different platforms that Paul George is on that he, in his own way, can have some sense of humor with it all, because he absolutely is the reason that these two teams are set up.
That's so funny. Hey, hey Nick, just curious. I don't know why I'm curious, but the Knicks – they obviously came up short, and And now they're talking about what's next. What do they do? I cannot believe anyone would think that Tibbs hasn't done a good enough job to return. I know they think they got to get rid of Cat now. Listen, if anybody can get Giannis, they ought to try to do it. What, if anything, will the Knicks be able to do in this offseason that'll change their fortunes next year?
That's the hardest part for them right now, Molly, because when you make the moves that they made with Towns and with Bridges, you push all the chips in, you trade all away, away all the assets, and you go, all right, this is our team. Well, that team's not good enough. And the move that stuns me while we're talking about the Knicks is still the Towns move. Tibbs watched it every day in Minnesota, every day. He knew that Jimmy was like, oh, my God, this guy? We're going to win a title with this guy? There's a reason why he wanted out of there. And maybe he was overruled. Maybe people just thought he could get better within the system. But to me, when you watch Towns play, Towns is not a guy that you can rely upon to get you to a championship level. So right. To your question, is Towns the guy to unload, try to get something else for? I guess so, but you're not going to get the type of value that you're going to need to take you from wherever they're at now to some other place. And I know the Tibbs conversation seems to be churning a little bit more. Are they really going to bring him back? What's going to happen? We saw how it played out. Certainly in Chicago, it seems like there is a time limit on all this stuff. The one thing I would tell the Knicks, if you're going to unload Tibbs, and you're going to bring back these same pieces, and Brunson, of course, loves him from all the way back to when he was at Stevenson. They've known each other before that. Yep. They've known each other forever because of Rick Brunson. If you are unloading Tibbs, what coach is going to put them in a better place with the roster that they have than he has? So good luck to them if they make a coaching change. But as far as personnel, you're not going to get the value for Bridges that you just move to get him. And with Towns, he's still a solid player, but I think the word has been out around the league. He's not a guy who's going to get you to the biggest games of all.
Great catching up with you, Nick. I'm going to put you down for OKC in 5 or maybe 6. What do you think?
If it gets to 6, I think Indy should celebrate.
Okay.
I think OKC should absolutely roll in this series. And, guys, they're set up for a long, long time because of all the good moves the Presti made.
He's got every draft pick.
Thanks, Nick. Great
stuff. See you, buddy.
Always, guys. Miss you. See ya.
That is our guy, Nick Friedell, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. Nick Friedell, Insider Calls. Brought to you by Hyundai. We put your safety first, everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
It's the flyover state final.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think part of the problem, and I don't know if you feel this way, we should talk about it, but I have always felt that when my team is eliminated, I don't want to watch the next round. So I think you lose all of New York, and that's a big, big audience.
I hear you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.